Going live yet? There we go. All right. This is Charisma News, and I'm John Matarazzo. And with me today is Josh Hamstra, the executive pastor at V1 Church with Pastor Mike Signorelli, that a lot of people know and love. And Josh is in Israel right now. He's in Jerusalem, and we are live. We're streaming this live. So if you are watching this live with us right now, comment in wherever you are, where you're watching from. And if you have anything that you want to say, put it in the comments, because we'll try to bring those in if they're appropriate. But Josh, thank you so much for taking some time out of your schedule there. You've been in Israel since October 1st. So you actually got to experience some of the bombings that have happened. Tell us about your experience there from then.
Yeah. And thanks again, John and Charisma, for having me on here. It is a pleasure to be with you guys. And I'll just start right off the bat, because my first night, I stayed in a bomb shelter in a bunker as Iranian missiles were coming to the city that I was in, which is Tel Aviv. And it was the most unique experience of my life. I've never had any type of danger in that way in my life. And being literally the first night here, and hearing the sirens, and then seeing all the children that we were with, and we were rushed down to this bomb shelter. And there was about 60 of us in this shelter, and we were all, it was really tight, and we were able to find a little bit more room in this. And something immediately that I saw was the resilience of these people. And they began to sing, they began to dance. And I was thinking, wait a minute, we're in a bomb shelter. Like if this was any other place, if this was in America, people would be losing their minds. It would, you know, but it showed me that they're actually used to this. Right. It's like they've been desensitized to this, and they spent time in prayer, and there was both Christians and Jews in this room. And I'm on a pastor's trip here with many other pastors, sent from Eagles Wings, with shout out to Eagles Wings and Bishop Robert Stearns and their team, has been such an amazing experience here. But it was something that seeing them and seeing them dance and seeing them sing, I said, wow, they're accustomed to this happening a lot. And one quick thing I want to say, I ended up sitting down and sitting next to someone that lives there. And I just said, man, should I be scared? Are you scared? You know, we're hearing that there's 150 to 200 missiles coming. And he said, Josh, let me tell you, in this country, we don't believe in miracles. We rely on them. And that stuck with me to even right now, today, in the things that we've done throughout this whole trip. I said, wow, that is a level of faith in God, saying, man, we don't just believe them here. We have to rely on the miracles from heaven, from God, in this country to survive. And that moment marked really my whole life.
Yeah. Wow. We don't believe in miracles. We rely on them. I mean, that takes faith to a whole different level. You know, the Bible says that faith comes by hearing, and hearing the word of God. And so you experiencing that, you are hearing the word of God come to life in a new way. Josh, what are some of the other experiences that you've had so far on this trip? I know you were actually just on the border of Gaza. Tell us about that.
Yeah. So today we spent, you know, it's October 7th, and this is the 365 days, the 1 year anniversary since the attack that came out of Gaza from Hamas. And, you know, they slaughtered and killed, I wrote the number down so I didn't get it wrong, 1,165 people in this country. And the first stop that we went to three different places. And the first stop was at they call it a kibbutz. And I think I'm saying that right, but it's basically like a co-op living, you know, about 500 to 700 people living there. They farm there. And this is where Hamas, the first place that they went to was the first stop. And we talked to this woman that has been there for over 25 years, and she runs it. And she was there that day. And to see the atrocities, you know, they are unspeakable. I mean, if you say them on a live stream, wherever we're streaming from, it would be cut off by the things that they did. And it just absolute crimes upon humanity here to babies, children, mothers, elderly, and the stories that she was telling us. One quick thing that she, and I just wanted for people listening to get the terror that is coming from Hamas, is they would break into a family's home. And she told us one story of two daughters, a boy and a mom and a dad. And they put them all on the ground, they tied them up, and they took their phones, and they weren't allowing them to text. And they actually went on their Facebook and live streamed from their own Facebook account their murders. And so as this woman who we were with today, she said the only thing we were seeing was social media because no one was texting each other. And she said the first thing that pops up is, oh, there's my friend. I wonder what's happening. And she sees an entire family get murdered in front of her eyes in real time in the same area that she's in. And hearing that story and knowing that she came back and she's now rebuilding the ground. And almost everyone that didn't make it, a lot of them aren't coming back, but there's families that are coming back saying, no, this is our land. This we will rise again. And it shows the resilience of the people that live in this nation, of the Jewish people. And it's to me, I was speechless. And as that's happening, so this is about 300 to 400 yards from Gaza. I mean, we're on the border. You could see the wall. You could see, you know, you look over at the horizon and there's smoke everywhere. And about every 2 to 3 minutes, you would hear a shelling. You would hear a missile, a bomb go off. Literally the entire time we were there. And then we were at the Nova Music Festival, which was one of the main places where they killed 364 young adults.
Goodness.
That were partying, and it was a celebration. It's the celebration of when they read the entire Torah, you know, the first five, the books of Moses, and they were coming together. It was a holiday, and 364 were killed, and many were taken as hostages from that festival. And as we got to that festival, we arrived there, and we learned that Hamas was actually planning an attack today on Israel from the city that was on the border that we were in, into the same place that we were at. And the IDF found out, and they were actually, the shelling was increasing so much so that we actually got in our bus and headed, you know, back more inland to Jerusalem. But to hear bombs going off every 2 minutes, to me, I've heard fireworks in my life. I've heard, you know, you when you have a mortar, it goes off and you hear the boom and then it goes off. Hearing a bomb go off, you hear the mortar go off, the base of it, but then the massive shock of it at the same time. And to me, I've never witnessed, I've never experienced that. I've never in my life, and with everyone else there, it was a first experience. And we're looking over into Gaza and we're seeing, and it's so sad because what Hamas is doing is they're hiding in hospitals and they're doing this in schools and they're doing this in places where they say, well, if you're going to catch us, you're going to have to kill other people too. And so hearing from the Jewish people and from the people in this land, it is a song of peace that they sing. It is a message of peace that they are saying in this land. And we met with the mayor of Jerusalem. We were with the minister of defense, which is just underneath the prime minister today, and seeing him walk through Nova and people were weeping. I mean, you're walking through this. Some of them are weeping because people died, and some are weeping because they're hostages still, and they don't know if they're alive.
Right.
They don't know. And so to hear this unspeakable terror, there are principalities at work. That this there, it's not just saying, well, it's and I don't want to get into geopolitical, you know, it's like
sure
talk about Palestine and Palestinians and Israelites and that, but it's truly Hamas and Hezbollah are death cults. Mm. It's like even being with the Jews here, it's like we are pro-Palestinian people. We are pro peace, but it's those death cults that it's like they only want terror. They reign on terror.
Wow. You know, people are commenting right now. They're asking when or which festival was this? When was this? And I'm just going to quickly respond to that. Today is the 1 year anniversary of the attack on the attack from Hamas, where they came in and they attacked the Nova Music Festival. Pastor Josh was explaining about his experience this morning, where they were planning another attack, and they were still sending out mortar shells. They're still bombing from there, and there is constant threat. And so, when was this? It was a year ago, and it is today as well. And so, Pastor Josh, there's a lot of things that are happening in Israel right now. I know this might not be really pertinent to this question, to this conversation, but even the red heifers that have been brought to Israel for the purpose of sacrificing for the red heifer sacrifice, which would then be used to cleanse and tradition or ritually make clean the temple implements. There's a lot of prophetic things that are happening. I want to hear from you prophetically. What is God saying? And what's the message that he's given for you to share right now?
Yeah. Thanks for saying that. You know, we went to the Temple Mount and I stood on those steps and I said a prayer, even though they were like, you're not allowed to pray in this area. And I'm thinking, what are you talking? This is, you know, the Western Wall is right there. The Wailing Wall is there. I'm standing on the Temple Mount on the stairs, you know, looking at where the Ark of the Covenant was. And, you know, I began to prophesy on those steps. And they said, no one has prophesied here in over 2,000 years on these steps. When I was doing it, there was a woman that came behind me reading the Quran, and she was screaming at me from the top above the stairs. And I turned around and I started to speak in tongues. And that woman literally ran away. It was like this, the fire of God filled me at that moment. But I just want to share something, you know, being here and seeing the places that Jesus actually walked and seeing, you know, you come here with both Christians and Jews and you see the Jews praying and you see them at the Wailing Wall and, you know, doing all the rituals and all the things. Right. And we had this moment where we went to the Mount of Olives and we were at the top and you're looking all over. It's an amazing view of the Temple Mount and the walls of Jerusalem. You see it all the way down to Nehemiah. You know, you could see the layers of Herodian stone and the Nehemiah and Hezekiah, and you're seeing these things that I've read about my whole life. And I started to read Psalm 24, and I believe this is the word of the Lord for the Christian church in America. This is for pastors and this is for Christians who live in the West. Psalm 24, it says this: who may ascend the mountain of the Lord? Mm. Who may stand in his holy place? The one who has clean hands and a pure heart. And I was reading that over and over and thinking, this is where this scripture was written. When you're thinking about going up the mountain, you know, you're at the Mount of Olives, it goes all the way down into the valley, and then it goes all the way back up to Jerusalem, to the old city. And I was thinking, them ascending the mountain of the Lord and saying, who can do this? It's the ones who have a clean hand and a pure heart. And this is what I believe, is that there has been a shaking in America. There has been a sifting in Western churches. And I believe what that sifting is the Lord calling his church up the mountain in the same way that he comes down on the mountain in front of Moses and all the Israelites. And I love this because he comes down and it says in smoke and in fire and it's trembling. And it says that God calls Moses up. And in the very next scripture, it says Moses goes up.
Hmm.
And as I was flying into Tel Aviv, and I'll be as fast as I can, but I saw an image, I saw a picture, I saw a vision, and I said, man, what exactly does this mean? And when I was at the Mount of Olives, I saw it so clearly. And I want to read this because it's short, but I want to make sure I say it right. But this is from my notes of flying in. This is from 7 days ago. I saw people at the base of a mountain like Moses. Some went up, some tried and were shaken and fell down, and some stayed at the base. Those that went up met with the Lord. Those that fell down stayed in the same place. And those at the base, they made a golden calf. And what I believe, and I've heard so many prophetic words from so many prophets, there's a sifting, there's a shaking happening. And I've always thought, yeah, but what is it? What is the sifting? What is the shaking? I've heard 1,000 prophecies like that since COVID. You know, I've heard them over and over and over again. It's like, okay, but what's the context? What exactly does that mean? This is what I believe it means, is that there are people that God is calling to himself, saying, come up the mountain with me, but they don't have clean hands and they don't have a pure heart. And either they were shaken on the mountain, because it says what all the other Israelites weren't even allowed to touch it. It said if you touched it, you would fall to death. And it's almost like there's something about losing the fear of God in the church. There's something about the holiness that he is calling us into. There's something about the church saying, Lord Jesus, I will have clean hands and a pure heart. And it's not a religious message. It's not something saying, well, not this isn't a works message. This isn't, well, you got to do more and you got to sacrifice now. And it's like, no, this is the message of Jesus Christ, that he is the one that purifies us, that cleanses us, that makes us white as snow. But then he calls us into a purity of living. He calls us into a sacrificial awe of God to say, I'm not going to be like the other. If it's like for me in my house, I will serve the Lord. And I think this is what something that I feel like has been emboldened in me. I feel a courage and a boldness inside of me to say, church, wake up. Church, get yourself together. And as you read that verse, and so you might say, well, what does it mean to have a clean heart and, you know, pure hands and a clean heart? What exactly does that mean? What it talks about there, it says, who has not appealed to what is false and who has not sworn deceitfully. And I believe that part of the problem within the Christian church, within pastors that have fallen, is there is an idolatry. There is the golden calf of self, a golden calf of things, a golden calf of bigness, a golden calf of them wanting something more than Christ. And so what I believe is the sifting that has taken place And the shaking that's happening in the kingdom is the Lord calling us into a purity. Just like David, where David was a sinner among sinners, but guess what? He was called a man after God's own heart. Why? Because he wasn't after his own heart. He was after God's heart. And I believe that the church today, the shaking that's happening, the sifting that's happening, is that he is calling us to a purity of heart. He is calling us to go up the mountain once again. And this isn't the same mountain that Moses went to. It says in Hebrews, 12, it says, "For you have not come to what could be touched, to a blazing fire, to darkness, to gloom, to storm, but you have arrived at the new Zion, a heavenly city, through the blood of Jesus." And so for us as pastors, as Christians, as people that love Jesus, I want to encourage you, but challenge you today. Are you living with a mixture in your heart where you're not crucifying your flesh? You're not picking up your cross? Because I stood at Golgotha. I looked at the skull in the face, and I said, that's where Jesus looked out at me. And he said, "Forgive them, for they do not know what they do." And I stood at that empty tomb, and I celebrated, and I took communion, and we sang "Nothing But the Blood of Jesus." Oh, what can wash away our sins? And there's something that I believe Christians, it's like we have to get back to the purity of heart. We have to get back to us to say, "Lord Jesus, for me and my house, I will serve the Lord."
Amen.
And so I want to encourage everyone listening, if you're desperate for Jesus right now, I believe I'm hearing prophetically that there's people watching right now. There's people listening to my voice right now, listening to John's voice, that need a touch of heaven. As I've been on this trip, I saw backs being healed. I saw people with chronic pain. I saw even fingers and elbows and knees of chronic pain. I saw it being healed. We stood at the pool of Bethesda. We stood there and I said, this is where Jesus healed. He healed then and he heals today. And I believe that if you're listening to my voice and you need a healing over your body, today is your day. Today, everything changes with Jesus. Everything changes in his name. And so I want to say, if it's okay, John, I just want to say a prayer of healing. I believe, and this is what I saw. I saw backs being realigned. I saw backs coming back together, like lower vertebrae. I saw people with neck issues, with people that have dealt year after year after year. And some of you have even just given up on the thought that it can be healed. But we serve a God who moves mountains still. He still calms the sea. He still does it to this day. And so chronic illness, chronic pain, arthritis, I believe even people that were born with diabetes, there are people that have diabetes right now that you've been taking insulin and shots your whole life, and there is going to be a miracle that comes out of this live stream. There's going to be a testimony. There is going to be something that comes. So I want you, if you're watching live right now, send this to somebody. Say, if you know someone who needs a healing, I want to see their name in the comments. If it's your mother, if it's your son. The other thing I've been hearing is that the prodigal sons and daughters, this is the season, October, November, and December. The prodigal sons and daughters that you have been praying for, they are coming back in this season. Not next year, not in 2026. I believe the next 3 months, there is a grace on the miraculous in this season. And so I want to give you time. If you need to send this to someone, if you got to put someone's name, I want to see the names of the people. Put your son's name, put your daughter's name, put your husband's name. I believe that this is the moment that they've been waiting for. And it's not because I'm powerful. It's not because John's powerful. It's because Jesus is all powerful. And he sits on the throne and he's the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. And so, Lord Jesus, I pray right now in your name, I pray for healing over backs. I pray for healing, miraculous healing over arthritis and knees and ankles and necks, Father. I pray for people that have chronic headaches. Some of you have headaches. I just heard it. The Lord says you've been waking up in the morning with headaches and you've had to try to take medicine and ibuprofen every single day. And the Lord says there is a healing coming for you in the name of Jesus. So Lord, I just pray right now that you would have a divine appointment, Father, in their room, wherever they're watching from, if they're in their bedroom, in their kitchen, in their vehicle, wherever they're watching, Father, I pray that you would touch them from heaven. And I pray for every pastor that has fallen, I pray for every Christian that has deconstructed. I pray that there would be a revitalization of their faith now in the name of Jesus. I pray right now, Father, for every single stronghold. I pray for every principality over this nation. Lord, we pray for the nation of Israel. We pray for the safety of those hostages, that they will be brought back, Lord Jesus, that they would be safe in the name of Jesus. And I pray that there wouldn't be one more lost life, that there would be peace in Jerusalem, peace, Father, in this nation. And we pray for every Christian and pastor that comes here. I pray for blessing over them, Lord Jesus, because you bless those who bless you, Father. And so, Lord, I just pray this in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. You know, Pastor Josh, as you were saying about that, about those captives coming back, I was remembering there was a song that's from a verse, but it's when the Lord brought back the captives of Zion, they were like those who dreamed. Mm-hmm. And I just want to declare that right now, that those that are brought back, that they would be like those that dreamed, that would just be a bad dream that they've been able to wake up from, and that they would have the dream of the Lord restored in their heart, that the dreams then that have been stolen from them would be restored by the dreams of the Lord, by the destiny of the Lord, that the captives that were brought back to Zion, they were like those who dreamed. Yes. And I just want to declare that right now. That is something that the Lord just put on my heart. And let's just declare all together. Put in the comments that bring them back, and they are like those who dream. It's God's dream for them. Just put in the comments that you're agreeing with this. And Pastor Josh, as we're wrapping up here, I thank you so much for taking the time out of your schedule, being in Israel and Jerusalem right now, just to be able to tell us what is going on, even kind of the breaking news of today, that there was another attack that was planned, but the IDF was able to thwart that. At least at this point. And we just pray a hedge of protection around people there. But Pastor Josh, is any closing things that you have to say?
Yeah, first, I just want to quickly say, I am here with Eagle's Wings, Bishop Robert Stearns. You could look him up. Eagle's Wings is an amazing organization. They have something called the Bonhoeffer Declaration. The Bonhoeffer Declaration. And he was someone that stood up to the Nazis. He was someone that said, I will stand on the right side of history. I want to encourage you, if you're listening to this, you could go to the Eagle's Wings website or Bonhoeffer.org, and you could sign that declaration. And what when you sign that, what you're saying is, I will stand on the right side of history. I will stand with Israel. I will stand with the promised people in the promised land that the Lord had for them for thousands and thousands of years. And as Christians, we could stand on the right side of history. One other thing, I want to shout out Pastor Mike Signorelli, my lead pastor, who sent me here, who allowed me to be here for 2 weeks, as we have a conference coming up called the Breakers Conference, October 26th. You could go to Ticketmaster. You could get those. I think there's literally only a couple hundred tickets. We're going to fit 10,000 people in Chicago in just a couple weeks. And we have Isaiah Seldivar. We have Apostle Bagani. We have Pastor Vlad Sovchuk. We have Prophet Jeremiah Johnson. We have Jenny Weaver coming. We got the alumni of Charisma. We got the whole gang coming and I'm going to throw down a prophecy during that event. And I believe there is something that the Lord has been stirring in me. And so if you want to receive a prophetic word of God like you've never received before, get yourself to the Breakers Conference in Chicago, and we will see you there. And John, thank you so much. Charisma Media, shout out to Charisma. If you're not following and you just jumped on this, follow them on Facebook and on YouTube. Make sure that you keep up to date. They do such a good job at keeping us up to date almost every single day. So thank you.
Like, subscribe, comment, and share this for sure. I mean, Pastor Josh, it's been great to be able to hear the word of the Lord from you, the updates that you have been able to share with us, even breaking news of today. And most importantly, what God is saying and how we need to be able to respond. There's some powerful words. I want to encourage people, if you just tuning into this or you missed part of this, go back and listen to the word that Pastor Josh delivered about coming up the mountain. Which spot are you on? Are you down in the valley? Are you halfway up? Are you coming up the whole way? There's a purpose for that place, and we got to get up there. So Pastor Josh, thank you so much for joining us today.
It's my pleasure.
Really appreciate it. God bless.
Thank you, John.